The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
To show you the benefits based.
Good morning, everybody.
I want to
welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and today you're going to be listening just to my voice. Dr. Slavin is not with me this morning. Al Foreman is not with me this morning. It's just me. So I have lots and lots and lots to talk about. One of my very favorite subjects that I want to talk about happens to be eat right for your type. Pretty much anybody who's come to see me, I have most likely ask them if they knew what their blood type was. And based on that information, I do have some very specific recommendations with regard to diet. And then I sometimes have to go into the details of why blood type might be important with regard to your health. It isn't just important because you might need a transfusion or something like that. There are very specific foods that either enhance the quality of your health or are detrimental to your health based on your blood type. And then I tell people about the potential for a variety of different health challenges. It's interesting because what I have in front of me is a list based actually in the book Eat Right for Your Type by Dr. Peter Diadamo, what the different medical risks might be for all the different blood types. So it's interesting. The most common blood type is blood type O, and there's a lot of health challenges that blood type O individuals face because of recommendations in general with regard to the food pyramid. So for years we've been hearing, stay away from red meat. You don't want to be eating red meat. Red meat will contribute to the development of cardiovascular disease. It can be a very significant negative in your daily routine. So don't eat red meat. Well, the truth of the matter is, based on blood type information, and I'll get into the details of that in just a moment, but I'm going to go through the medical risks for each of the blood types first. Okay, so blood type O should be eating red meat, and that would be beef, buffalo, bison, lamb. Those would be the priority red meat choices for blood type O. When you move away from what is a priority food choice for you, you open yourself up to a number of different medical risks. Okay, so what are some of the medical risks for blood type O? Inflammatory diseases, and they're saying specifically with this one, arthritis. But the truth of the matter is, inflammatory diseases, when you're walking around with this background body chemistry of just overall inflammation, that when, if you were to get a scratch, your skin turns red, there might be a little bit of swelling. That's kind of telling you that there's inflammation going on. Inflammation in the consistency of your blood, inflammation in your skin tissues. So systemic inflammation. So if you're a blood type O and you know you're dealing with excessive inflammation, really good idea to come on in and talk to me about how to make the dietary changes that would be very supportive of your blood type and minimize the possibility of inflammation becoming more and more and more significant. The other aspect of blood type O, their risk factors, low thyroid. And so, okay, how is that going to manifest as a problem? Your sleep would not be restful. You would be prone to arthritis, joint muscle pain. You would have low energy, possibly low mood. So a whole host of issues that need to be addressed with regard to thyroid. And unfortunately, like if you went to see your doctor and you said, okay, well, I have been in a terrible mood. I am so depressed. And, you know, the discussion might lead to, well, is there anything in your life that is a significant cause for feeling depressed? No, there's nothing there. Okay, well, here's this antidepressant. And the truth of the matter is there's no investigation of what might be the originating factor with regard to that feeling of low mood or depression. Or you go to the doctor and what's the you're telling the doctor you have insomnia, you can't sleep, you feel very tired all during the day, you can't focus, can't think. And okay, here's a prescription for a sleep pharmaceutical. But the underlying issue is your thyroid's low, and once it's balanced and supported and has all of the substances it needs to function properly, you feel much better. Allergies. So here's the list of medical risk factors if you are blood type O. Inflammatory diseases, thyroid issues, and allergies. So very important, if you're dealing with any of those characteristics and you have a feeling that you might be an O blood type, it would be very well worthwhile to review your diet and focus on your diet to support your blood type. Okay, type A. Type A is going to have a very sensitive digestive tract, but the situations, the medical risks that are a significant issue for blood type A, heart disease, digestive problems, kind of focused on liver and gallbladder disorders, and then type 1 diabetes. So the type 1 diabetes where you are insulin dependent, where your body does not properly produce insulin. So very important to understand about blood type A, the sensitive digestive tract, vulnerable immune system, digestive problems associated with liver and gallbladder, heart disease, and anemia. So if you're a blood type A and you have in the past dealt with low red blood cell hemoglobin hematocrit, again, very specific answers to that issue, not only with diet, but the using the proper supplement approach, B12 and folic acid being one of the aspects that would be very supportive of being able to produce red blood cells. Okay. Blood type B. Okay. Very interesting blood type B. Strong immune systems. I like that. I like having a strong immune system. Okay, but what are the risks? Chronic fatigue syndrome. So if you're blood type B and your doctor has talked to you about the fatigue that you're dealing with, and you don't necessarily have any better answers than, let's say, a B12 shot, consider that chronic fatigue syndrome could be an issue. Now, what's one connection that I have seen with regard to chronic fatigue? There is potentially an association with chronic fatigue and blood sugar instability and thyroid and adrenals. So if chronic fatigue is an issue for you, come on in. If you know what your blood type is, great. If not, we can discuss what foods make you feel good and what foods, after you eat them, you think, ooh, I don't feel so good. So autoimmune disorders. So some serious aspects to how your immune system should be functioning. So come on in, talk to me, and we'll talk about the supplements that, if you're a blood type B, are excellent, excellent, excellent for you. Magnesium. And there's a very specific way that you can see how you stand with regard to magnesium, keeping in mind that most Americans are deficient. And if you're doing a blood type and or blood test and you see calcium and magnesium, it's your serum blood that is being tested, and the magnesium's in the normal range, that isn't enough information. So, where do you go? You need to test red blood cell magnesium level. And the Advanced Medical Testing Center in Lauderhill can easily provide that red blood cell magnesium level. Not all of the lab tests or labs do that red blood cell magnesium level. You might find it at Life Extension, but I know for sure Advanced Medical Testing Center in Lauderhill. Licorice is a suggested beneficial herbal support for blood type B, ginkgo biloba, and lecithin. So there are some very focused supplements that would be beneficial if you're blood type B and you're dealing with some of the autoimmune challenges, chronic fatigue, or blood sugar imbalances. Then the rare blood type AB. Okay, it is again, tolerant immune system. You get the benefits of both blood type A and blood type B. And what are the medical risks? Heart disease, cancer, and anemia, all three of which can be addressed by changes in your diet and certainly with the proper immune-supporting, blood-balancing supplements that are available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. What are some of the supplements that are so important and beneficial? Well, as that music will let you know, we're about to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And when we come back, I'll tell you the supplements that are so important for type AB. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Stay tuned. More to come.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next few minutes, I'm going to be telling you about the importance of finding out what your blood type is, because it can give you some very specific guidance about what's the best diet for you, not necessarily relying on that food pyramid or any number of fad suggestions. Eating right for your type has very specific scientific research behind it. So what I do need to tell you about those supplements that are best for type AB blood, vitamin C. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and pretty much say everybody, all of the blood types are going to do well with vitamin C. Hawthorn. Hawthorn is going to be so important because of the medical risk of heart disease for type AB, and hawthorn is one of the most beneficial herbal substances to reduce risks of different symptoms of heart disease. Echinacea, and support your immune system. Valerian, keeping yourself calm and being able to sleep very well. Quercetin, that's going to enhance how the vitamin C works. And the recommendation here is milk thistle, and I have some very specific comments to individuals with regard to using milk thistle on a regular basis. That is not something that I work with clients using milk thistle on a regular basis. Okay, so what's the reason that your blood type and food choices translate into either health benefits or health detriments? And it's lectins. And a lot of the people that I talk with about lectins, they know that the most significant substance that causes overproduction of lectins, it is the highly toxic poison ricin. And what does ricin do? It causes virtually immediate superproduction of lectins. Lectins make the blood platelets stick together. The blood stops flowing in your body and you die. So that's if someone is poisoning you with ricin. But how about if you're poisoning yourself just a little bit at a time with your fork? How about the idea that your blood is getting thick because every day you eat a certain substance that is a real negative for your blood type? So, very important to understand that basic science that has been very well researched with regard to lectins being produced in your blood. Can you have a change in your blood type? Nope. You have that blood type that you are born with. It doesn't change. Well, if I go on the proper diet with the beneficial food choices with regard to my blood type, can I stop medication that I'm taking? No. Certainly over time you may see that some of the symptoms for which you were taking specific medications, those symptoms may dissipate, may disappear, and consequently you could be working with the prescribing physician to say, well, you know, I'm not dealing with that anymore. My depression's gone. My insomnia's gone. My arthritis pain is gone. My blood sugar situation is all balanced. So, very important to understand that when you are making the right choices with your food, you make a dramatic change in your diet. You make a dramatic change, rather, in your blood chemistry. So let's go into some of the specifics. Okay, your blood type is kind of like your DNA. You can't change it. It is your DNA is always replicated endlessly in your blood. And your DNA and then ultimately your blood type is part of how your immune system works. Now, the oldest, simplest blood type is blood type O. And what you need in blood type O in particular would be the red meats that I mentioned before. So if you are blood type O and you've been told, no red meat. Red meat is not good for you. Beef, buffalo, lamb, those are highly beneficial. So let me get into how blood type foods are evaluated. And they are put into three different categories. Highly beneficial. And highly beneficial translate to kind of like medicine. Then there's neutral foods, and those are just foods. And then there are the avoid foods. It's very specific for your blood type. They vary from type to type. The avoids are like poisons. So remember I told you about the ricin, the most significant poison that just literally stops your blood flowing through your body, stops it, all those blood platelets adhere to one another, and you're dead. So the avoids are the foods that get your body to produce lectins. And those lectins, a little bit at a time, make you more vulnerable to those varieties of different medical risks that I talked about before. Okay, so let's say you're very, very tired and you're somebody who has stopped eating red meat because you have a concern that it could be associated with the development of cardiovascular disease, that you know too much about how the animals are raised and you're being exposed to growth hormones and antibiotics and contaminated poor quality feed, and the treatment of the animals is inhumane, and so you've stopped eating red meat. You might be feeling really tired. And if you were to try eating red meat, you would almost immediately feel a burst of energy, a sensation of well-being, a strength, a feeling of strength. That's probably one of the best suggestions. Okay, so through all of the different food categories, there's highly beneficial, neutral, and avoid. And one of the things that I tell the people that come to see me with regard to making choices, they have a specific health goal in mind, and very important to learn the avoids. And if your illness is a significant threat to your life a significant threat to your well-being, I suggest staying away from the avoids 100%. Once you've achieved that metabolic balance that we're all striving for, then you have a little bit of leeway. From time to time, you might include those avoid foods, but you don't want to do it on any kind of a regular basis, because what are they doing? They're making your blood platelets sticky. They're making your blood more vulnerable to the lectins that are on viruses and bacteria and other pathogens. So those pathogens can stick to your blood more easily, can stick to your tissues more easily. Okay, so let's talk about some of the strengths for all the different blood types. Blood type O has a very strong digestive system, a strong immune system, and an ability of your immune system to produce those substances, those defensive substances, against invading pathogens. It could be viruses, fungus, bacteria, parasites, whatever. Non-self cells are vulnerable to the natural defenses that an O blood type is able to produce. It is a very active immune system, active metabolic system. So some pretty significant strengths with regard to O blood type. So what are the benefits, the strengths associated with type A? Adaptable. Okay. As a blood type A, you adapt to dietary and environmental changes. That's an interesting characteristic, because what is one certainty in our life? Change. So the ability to adapt, very, very important and positive. An immune system that is preserving health, and a metabolic system that preserves nutrients. So you maintain your nutrient status very well, and that stable nutrient status supports the immune system. Type B, what are the benefits of type B? Again, very strong immune system. A benefit, a balanced, flexible situation. So similar to type A, there is an ability to adapt to dietary and environmental changes. Here you go. Here's one that's so valuable in today's world. A balanced nervous system. So your nervous system is able to adapt to changes in stress, threats to your well-being, a balanced nervous system that functions very efficiently. Okay, type AB, what are the strengths? It's a modern blood type. It is the newest blood type. It is the most rare blood type. Very tolerant immune system. And so if you think about the benefits associated with A and with B, that's what you have with type AB. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I have lots of information for you. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Bring your blood work. Bring your supplements. Talk about health issues. We can get your natural approach organized with your priorities in mind. Come on in 6 days a week. Call for Janet's Hours at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Get started on your health plan today. Walk in and sign in to sit down with Janet Cimarelli, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center today from 12 to 5. So as the commercial says, come on in and see me. Bring your blood work. Bring a list of supplements. Bring a list of your medications. And we can talk about what threats to your health you're dealing with. Or we can talk about ways to maximize how good you feel. And so I've been talking about eat right for your type, and a lot of times people say, there isn't any science behind it. But the truth of the matter is there's a great deal of science. There is Jeffrey Bland, a PhD researcher, very, very well known in natural health supporting area. He has so much research, and he has very well researched Eat Right for Your Type and is a supporter. The Institute of Immunology in Cologne, Germany has researched the Eat Right for Your Type aspect. There is a systemic and generalized effect of dietary lectins. You can find research on Medline. There's so much supporting the information associated with eating correctly for your blood type. So who are some of the... first, I'm going to say there was a researcher at Baylor, and the researcher said, I know of no plausible rationale behind the diet. But when he was questioned, he hadn't read the book. I think we see that a lot, that people speak out against something that they're not familiar with, and once they do the research and become familiar, they see the light. Okay, so WebMD says no, there's no rationale behind the Eat Right for Your Type approach, but Dr. Oz says he experiences a change, an increase in his vital energy. Interesting. Okay, so who were some of the very, very famous O blood types? Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev. They were O blood types, or R. Gorbachev, yes, an O blood type. Queen Elizabeth's an O blood type. And so what's a single word description? O blood types are optimists. So what are the best approaches for O blood type? Red meats, lots and lots of veggies, avoid grains, and vigorous exercise. Okay, so what's the one word that describes an A blood type? The vegetarian. They don't do well with processed foods, sensitive immune system. And they might be dealing with a little bit of anxiety. So what are some of the best choices for foods for A blood type? Soy. So if you love tofu and all of those different soy products, you can enjoy them if you're an A blood type. Grains, beans, vegetables, all very supportive of type A. So some famous type A people: Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard Nixon, President Carter, all A blood types. Bees, only 9% of the United States population, keeping in mind that the O blood type, also known as a universal donor, those O blood types, the most common blood type, more than 50% of the global population is O blood type, whereas in the United States, only 9% of the population is B blood type. Okay, so what are some of the best choices? Some dairy, some meat, but watch out, no wheat, no corn, no lentils. And moderate exercise. So some of the health risks, as I mentioned before, chronic fatigue syndrome. So very important to understand what your risks are if you're blood type B. All right, AB, rare. It is the newest blood type. And what should you do? Avoid chicken, avoid meat. But seafood and dairy are fine. Lots and lots of vegetables. You have a sensitive digestive system, so you might be really careful with introducing new foods and so on. So some of the people, AB, rare blood type, Jack Kennedy was an AB. Marilyn Monroe, an AB. So as an AB individual, as I said, the rarest blood type, you have a tolerant immune system but a sensitive digestive system. So calming exercise is what you want to focus on, things like Tai Chi and meditation. So very important to understand the dramatic differences between the different food groups. There's beneficial, it's like medicine, neutrals like food, and the avoid category is like poison. So understanding that your immune system is going to be triggered when you are dealing with an avoid food category for your blood type. It just attaches to your blood cells, and it's like glue. And part of it is very interesting in that the lectins on invading microorganisms, those invading microorganisms might have a better chance of making you sick if the lectins in your bloodstream are high. So those lectins that your body produces when you've eaten a food on the avoid list for your blood type, they have glue-like properties, and with the bacteria and viruses, their lectins attach to tissue, and that makes certain blood types more vulnerable to certain bacteria, certain viruses, and so on. And so important for people to understand, it's relatively easy to make the change that is dramatically supporting of your health and well-being. So when you eliminate the avoid category from your daily routine, and if your health is very well supported, you want to strive for about 90% elimination of the avoid category. If you are ill and dealing with a serious diagnosis, you want 100% avoidance of the lists of foods for your blood type that are on the avoid list. Remember, I think it creates a really good picture in our minds if we look at those things as poison. So, and when you learn all about eating right for your type, you may find that you avoid viral and bacterial infections. You might find that you get rid of, you do just a natural detoxification because the systems of your body are so very well supported. You just get rid of excess fat and toxic metabolic debris. You have the potential to avoid degenerative disease. Okay, so what's aging? Aging is that degeneration of the different systems of your body, degeneration in the cells, the health of the cells of your body, degeneration in all of the different functions of the systems. So when you're detoxed just naturally through those beneficial foods, you're going to avoid degenerative diseases, diseases like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer. So you're going to see an improvement in your appearance. And you think, wow, hey, that's going pretty far out on a limb to say you're going to improve your appearance. The quality of your skin's going to be better when you don't carry around that toxic load anymore. Your energy's going to be better. Your muscles are going to function better. Your joints are going to function better. And what does that translate to? A slowed aging process. Because we lose muscle density, we lose joint flexibility, our skin doesn't have that vitality that it had when we were young. So, food that acts like medicine, those are the beneficial choices. And, you know, it's interesting because when I talk to people about the Eat Right for Your Type, a lot of times they say to me, well, you know, I just kind of naturally gravitate toward such and such food, and that food happens to be on the beneficial list. Or, you know, I really don't feel very well when I eat such and such, and that happens to be on their avoid list. So there is a little bit of an aspect of we are able kind of instinctively to gravitate toward foods that are beneficial for our health and well-being. So, I want to talk about the importance of stabilizing your thyroid. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, O blood type is probably one of the most significant areas where thyroid is an issue. And it's one of the most common areas of discussion that I deal with when I'm doing the nutrition counseling here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So if you're O blood type and you have not been eating meat and you're feeling that your body temperature is low, your hands and feet are cold, your sleep is not restful, and you are gaining weight without any kind of a change or increase in calories on a daily basis. So come on in and talk to me because I have all of the food source substances that are beneficial to support your thyroid. Maybe you're on thyroid medication. Well, I have the substances that can support that medication and allow it to function in a more efficient way. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about Janet's best formulas. Aha! Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and we just talked all about the benefits of eating and choosing the correct foods for your particular blood type. Now I'm going to do just a little segment on a line of products that a lot of my clients don't necessarily know are here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. They're Janet's Best Formulas. And so I have Best Sleep, Best Brain, Best Sugar, Best Gest and Best Biotic, Best Joints, and then Superfruits. So I talk to a lot of people, and every day they are making themselves a very highly nutritious drink in the morning, and a lot of times they might be putting in things like mangosteen, pomegranate, raspberry, blueberry, elderberry, grapes, goji berry, acai, all those different things, mangosteen and so on. And some days when you don't have that chance of making that supportive, very high quality, nutrient-dense drink, you might think about taking Janet's Best Superfruits. Two capsules and you get pretty significant doses of the acai, goji, noni, mangosteen, pomegranate, and much more. So all those antioxidant benefits, and you don't want to skip a day when you're not able to make your super fruit drink in the morning, come on in and try Janet's Best Superfruits. Superior support for your immune system. Then there's Janet's Best Biotic and Best Gest. So when I ask people, are they taking a digestive enzyme, a lot of times they say, oh, yeah, I have a probiotic. And I say, nope, nope, nope. That isn't the enzyme. That's the beneficial bacteria for your lower digestive tract. What you want is a combination, your digestive formula as well as the probiotic for your lower digestive tract. So, Janet's Best Gest. Think about this. The protease, amylase, lipase, but then there are xylanase, phytase, hemicellulase, lactase, bromelain, papain. So, such a comprehensive array of beneficial substances to allow complete metabolism, breakdown, digestion, and then assimilation of your foods. So if you think you're eating a really good diet, but you don't think you're getting all that you should be getting out of such a high-quality diet, come on in and talk to me about Janet's Best Gest. You could take just one with your dinner, or you could take one at breakfast, one at dinner. Excellent support to your upper digestive tract. Then there's Best Biotic, and it is 5 billion organisms. Best Biotic has the whole profile of beneficial microorganisms to maintain health in your lower digestive tract. So Janet's Best Biotic, combination with the best gest, and your digestive system is very well supported. So many people are coming in with their A1C levels creeping up into the higher side. They are in what is medically focused on as pre-diabetic. You want to keep that blood sugar from inching up any higher and moving into a diabetic category? Come on in and talk to me about my product, Janet's Best Sugar. A capsule a day with magnesium, banaba, bitter melon, gymnema, juniper, vanadium, and alpha lipoic acid. Amazing, amazing benefits stabilizing your blood sugar. Maybe you've been diagnosed with diabetes. Maybe your blood sugar is right there on the cusp, about to go over into a diabetic category. Using the Janet's Best Sugar in combination with Jarl Formula's Alpha Lipoic Sustain, and the benefits you get with regard to keeping your blood sugar super, super, super balanced, excellent results. The feedback that I get is awesome. Now, one of the things that I always have to take before I come to work here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, my formula, Janet's Best Brain. I love it. It does allow me to keep track of all of the different new research in the health and nutrition field. It allows me to keep track of all of the products that are here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center so that I have the capacity to guide people to just the right product for their individual health issue. And Janet's Best Brain, fabulous, ginkgo, phosphatidyl serine, acetyl L-carnitine, bacopa, vinpocetine, huperzine. If you are familiar with any of the brain formulas out there, crucially important to understand that these are the best of the best. And it isn't just a capsule that doesn't give you what is in the capsule, you know, just this overall 300 milligrams, and then it's a proprietary blend. No, here is exactly what is in the Janet's Best Brain. And keeping that on your routine in the morning, super supportive of concentration, memory, recall, keeping your brain working in absolutely tip-top shape. Then, people who know me and have been seeing me for a long time understand that this past summer, because of a tennis injury, I had a knee repair procedure. And so one of the things that I was doing before the procedure and after as part of the recovery was my Janet's Best Joints. Comprehensive at being able to minimize the possibility that there's discomfort, actually supporting the tissue around the joint, actually minimizing the inflammatory process when a joint is under threat. So things like glucosamine and chondroitin, and then green-lipped sea muscle. People don't know that very well. However, it is superior at being able to minimize inflammation and enhance healing around a joint. MSM, that's so important. Boron, that trace mineral that keeps the magnesium and calcium functioning very, very well within the joint. All of those and more available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And as I mentioned, I will be here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center today from 12 to 5. So I have just a few minutes left, and one of the things that I think is important to share with our listeners, keeping in mind that researchers know with regard to development of dementia and Alzheimer's disease that amyloid plaque accumulating on brain tissue, brain cells, that is a significant contributor to the degradation of brain cells and ultimately the onset of dementia and the symptoms associated with Alzheimer's disease. Here's a very basic approach that's going to minimize the potential for amyloid accumulation. It even has some research behind it with regard to breaking up current accumulations of amyloid plaque. So if you had such a dramatic potential to minimize the possibility that you ever had to deal with the risk of developing dementia or Alzheimer's disease, very affordable, readily available, easy to use, I think most people would do it. I certainly do it. Okay, so what's the magic combination? Curcumin. So you want the highest quality curcumin you can buy. You can find Terry Naturally Curamin. You can find Solgar Curcumin, Solar Ray, curcumin extract from New Chapter. So many superior quality curcumin formulas. My choice comes from Kyolic. It's the Kyolic curcumin formula, which is curcumin and Kyolic garlic extract, aged garlic extract. So Kyolic curcumin and or any of those high quality curcumin products that I mentioned and vitamin D. Now, if you're not taking vitamin D, you need to know about the comprehensive benefits associated with vitamin D. You are going to so dramatically support your immune system that you won't have that fear that whatever's going around, the flu, the colds, the sore throats, the coughs, you are not so vulnerable to them. And if you happen to succumb to it, it isn't something that's going to lay you low for an extended period of time. You're going to be able to have such a an effective immune system that it's going to fight off that invading bacteria. Curcumin and vitamin D break up amyloid, prevent the accumulation of amyloid debris. That music means that it's time for us to say goodbye on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center till 5 tonight, 12 to 5 today, and next week we'll be back at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP.